Jackson Avenue is a mostly white residential street. Residents were unnerved. The police were quickly notified. The leaflets invited recipients to embrace, quote, white pride. Some care went into their delivery. They were sealed in plastic bags and weighted down with rice. White rice, naturally. A peace rally was quickly assembled in response. It took place last night at Hopkins Green to denounce such hatred and racism. The green was packed. One of the speakers was Lexington Mayor Mimi Elrod. Although she didn't mention him by name, she wasted no time addressing what was on a lot of people's minds. Whether racists feel emboldened by the political rise of Donald Trump.
We see candidates who are spewing racist venom. So in this political climate, maybe it really isn't too surprising that our city would be leafleted by a group such as this. And the frightening thing is that many people accept this view.
The incident also provided an opportunity to talk about the history of Lexington itself, a town very closely associated with the Confederate flag.
It's a weird position to be an African-American teaching African history at a university named after a Confederate general. It's real weird.
T.J. Tolley is a professor of history at Washington and Lee, as in Robert E. Lee.
What are the constant reminders that someone that looked like me couldn't attend this school 40 years ago? That someone 150 years ago that looked like me, or just a little bit before that, would have been employed here and not in a paid position? It's a difficult history to be aware of, and I think it's one that we have to constantly look at. And to remember that often for people of color, this town may not feel, look, or seem as bucolic as it may to some others.
W&L theater student Anthonia Adams, who's also black, said that the preponderance of Confederate flags in and around Rockridge County makes her feel afraid.
Through the years, I was afraid to be outside after dark, to walk in the wrong neighborhood, or get lost in my car on the wrong road because I didn't know who was a hateful racist and who was just a regular person.
Attendee Ashley Perry recently moved to Lexington from Richmond.
Obviously, as being a black American, it was very encouraging for me. I think that's the biggest thing. I didn't expect a lot of people to come. And so just to have this crowd, it makes me not feel alone. It makes me feel like somehow we're all in this together. And I don't know. It's encouraging to me.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.